Morning, guys. So when I worked on tall ships, I had a captain once who told me that when he was a boy and just starting to work in the shipyard, the foreman of the shipyard demanded to look at his pencil and then decided on what sort of jobs he should get based on the state of the tip of his pencil. And it kind of makes logical sense, right? That if you're the type of person who keeps your pencil really sharp, you're probably going to be better at doing finicky finish work. And if you're the type of person who leaves your pencil fat, then you should do rough work. And I remember hearing that story and thinking, I think it's easy to feel biased towards the person who has the fine tip pencil, right? And think that if your pencil tip is fat, that somehow you're less capable of doing the finer work. And that the person who has the fine tip pencil would be just as capable of doing the rougher work. But my experience carving spoons has taught me that it's actually more complicated than that. Because there is a place for the rougher tipped pencil, or in my case, a ballpoint pen, which is what I use at the early stage, or even a Sharpie. The point is, when you're doing rough work, particularly work that's going to be refined later on, there's actually a great deal of value in having the line you are marking be fat, have some wiggle room within the line itself. And that's because you don't quite know what you need at the early stage. It's hard on such an unrefined object to draw the perfect shape. And so, by using something with a fatter line and maybe using a sort of sketchier, looser form in general, you make it so that you can start the carving process loosely and freely. And then, as you get a more refined surface and a better idea of exactly what you want your shape to be, it naturally makes sense that you'd then switch to a fine pencil point so that you can capture that accuracy that you're now capable of capturing. And the thing I like about it is it makes me look back at those early assumptions that I had and think, well, wait a minute. It's not that the person with the super fine pencil point would be better than the person with the fat pencil point at, for instance, putting up a rough frame to cover a ship, right? Like maybe they'd be worse because what you need to slap together a stud frame to cover a boat being built is someone who can do that quickly and loosely enough that everything comes together easily without too much finicky accuracy. And then I think we're all, pretty clear that when it comes down to sort of finicky finishing work, you need to have the accuracy of the nicely sharpened pencil point. But I just want to question people's assumptions that the finer pencil point is always better. Because I don't think it's always better. I think it's more nuanced than that, and I think there's a time and a place for each of those approaches, and there are advantages to using the appropriate thickness of marking tool at the appropriate time because it puts you in the right mental state for that particular situation. So the next time you are drawing the outline of your spoon right away, and you're considering sharpening your pencil, maybe don't. Maybe leave your pencil fat, and you'll find that the thickness of the line that you just created gives you the room to adjust and refine the form as you go along. That's it.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.